Beef producers and processors are welcoming new measures announced yesterday by Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman aimed at reassuring consumers that American beef is safe. The regulations ban the use of brain, spinal tissue, and small intestines of cattle in food. They also, for the first time, prohibit the use of sick or injured cattle in the human food chain. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
It was just a week ago that the USDA announced it had discovered the U.S.'s first case of mad cow disease. That announcement threw the nation's $27 billion beef industry into turmoil. Cattle prices began dropping, and they haven't stopped. They're down 16% now from a week ago, less than what cattlemen say it costs to bring a steer to market. Yesterday, Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman sought to calm some of the turmoil with measures that she called aggressive and appropriate.
The actions that we're taking today are steps to enact additional safeguards to protect the public health and maintain the confidence of consumers, industry, and our trading partners in our already strong food safety and protection systems.
Veneman said the USDA was immediately banning the use of so-called downer cattle for food. Downers are sick or injured cattle, like the cow that was discovered last week in Washington State with mad cow disease. Veneman also said processors would be banned from using brains, spinal tissue, or small intestines in human food. In addition, she said the USDA would step up its testing for mad cow disease and require any cattle tested to be withheld from the food supply until the results are in. The measures were more far-reaching and dramatic than many had expected, but nevertheless, they were welcomed by beef producers. Brent Bryant of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association says banning downer cattle from the food chain will cost his members money, but it's clearly worth it.
These aren't animals with full economic value as most animals would be. There would be some economic impact, but on the other side, if it's a part of maintaining the confidence of our American consumer and our worldwide consumer, I think our producers are willing to pay that price.
So far, American consumers have not stopped buying beef. Fast food chains report that their hamburger sales remain good. It's import bans imposed by Japan, South Korea, and other countries that have really hurt the industry. About 10% of American beef is sent overseas. If the bans remain in place, they'll cost the industry at least $3.5 billion next year in lost sales. Even with yesterday's announcement by Agriculture Secretary Veneman, livestock analyst Chuck Levitt of Allerin Trading in Chicago says beef prices may keep dropping.
We felt that the market could lose, you know, probably 15% of its value, and it's already done that. The next 10 to 15% down in value really relies on what is going to unfold in the coming weeks and months.
In a further effort to build confidence, Veneman said yesterday the USDA would push ahead with a plan for a national animal identification system to track cattle along every step in the food chain. She also said she's appointing an international team of scientists to review her department's response to the discovery of the nation's first case of mad cow disease. Along with beef producers, processors also welcome the new measures. Dan Murphy is with the American Meat Institute, a trade group that represents meat packers. He says the measures won't do much to make the food supply safer because, as he says, it's already safe. But the new regulations send an important message, especially to U.S. trading partners.
There's a very strong argument to be made prior to today's announcement that the United States was not doing everything in terms of implementing regulatory measures. That argument is now off the table, and we feel that will be a very powerful lever to apply to our trading partners. And we're confident that sooner rather than later, we'll make some significant progress in those negotiations.
So far, a USDA trade delegation has made little headway in efforts to convince Japan and South Korea to reopen their markets to U.S. beef. And yesterday, the pain for meat packers got worse. They learned Japan and South Korea may be sending back U.S. beef that had already been shipped when their bans went into effect. Greg Allen, NPR News.
The history of mad cow disease and background information on the ephedra decision are at npr.org.